Welcome back to The Zone, presented by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Jason Anderson.
All right, it's time to see what's going on this weekend, to see what the games look like and what side we are looking at. I will pick, and Magic Mike and Tony, our listener, and we'll take the advice from our man, Fat Jack, who joins us right now from FatJackSports.com. Jack, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Jason. The weekend is here, and that's a good thing, because last weekend was, I always like to pride myself in talking about what happened last weekend. Last weekend was the worst weekend in the last probably 10 years for the Las Vegas sportsbooks. And Sunday in particular was the worst day, calendar day, of 2018 for the Las Vegas sportsbooks. And typically when that happens, my clients and I are not going to have our best day. And I'm going to say something that no other handicapper, you will not hear this no matter where you turn on the radio anywhere in the world. My clients and I did not win last week playing the games against the spread. You should probably tape that, because handicappers do not say that ever. Now, here's the good news. We lost three games more than we won. Everybody gets exactly the same place, so nobody has to take my word for anything that I say. Go to FatJackSports.com. Look on 2018-2019 selections. Every play is listed right there that when you sign up, you get text to your cell phone or email to you. And what you'll see is we lost about three games last week more than we won in football. Now, the good news is we were up about 30 games on the year going into that when you signed up for the year. You had come off 3 weeks in a row of huge winning weeks. And the better news is we had side and total on Monday night with Tennessee and the over. We're 5-1 the last 2 days in college basketball. So if you like playing the hoops, those games are like $30 a month when you sign, or excuse me, $30 a week when you sign up for the longer packages and add those to your football packages. We're 5-1 to kick off the college basketball season, and that's since that horrible week that we had where we lost three games more than we won. But we're still up about 27 games. Yeah. That's before the side total win on Monday. The huge start to the college basketball. So go to FatJackSports.com. But I don't want anybody to miss the point. We did have a losing week last week playing the games against the spread at FatJackSports.com. But the big picture, everybody's happy, everybody's winning. And if you want to turn a profit, go with somebody that's okay saying when they don't have a good week, because overall, everybody gets the same picks, and we're winning, and we're going to continue doing that this week. As I said, we're winning both football and basketball right now at FatJackSports.com. And with college basketball starting, we are absolutely dialed in. Things are going great. We're ready for a huge, huge weekend. It's rivalry weekend in college basketball, or it's college football. And I promise you, those $50 guys that all had Kansas City last week, all had Chicago, all betting against Buffalo, basically didn't have to even apply the spread to anything last week, just play their favorite teams. That money, they don't build sports books, because those guys win money regularly.
Yep.
More times than not, some of those teams won't cover. And I know when they most of the time which those teams are not going to cover, and we'll be able to get our clients on those. So go to FatJackSports.com and win this weekend.
Yeah, see, I don't know that I would trust somebody that told me that they won last weekend, because if that's the case, when Vegas, the books lost upwards of $10 million because of how bad the weekend was, if you're telling me you won, then you're telling me the advice you're giving out is what the public is playing anyway. I don't know that you have to pay for your advice if that's what the public's doing anyway. I can just go up to the book and stand in line and see what everybody's picking and then pick that if that's what you're telling me anyway.
Yeah, go ask your girlfriend. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Because anybody's girlfriend that watches football probably did pretty well last week. But use common sense. They don't build sports books. They would put Shoney's in those places, or TGI Fridays or whatever, or slot machines.
That's right.
They wouldn't have sports books if that was that easy. It's not. The general public loses more weeks, a lot more weeks than not. And it's because most of the time, most of those games don't hit.
Yep. All right, let's bring in our contestant. His name is Tony, who's playing with us today. Tony, do you know how to play? Very simple, very easy. We'll go through the games. You pick against the spread. If you beat me, you win the prize. And I am 0 for my last 2 weeks. We got beat pretty good last week. The listener went 4-1. So we'll see if, and by the way, that 4-1 put the listeners back over 500 for the year as well. So very good there. So Tony, here are the games: Louisville, Syracuse, Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, Maryland, for some reason, Ohio State, Michigan State, and then the game tonight, the Panthers and the Steelers. If you are good to go with those, we are good to go and get started. I will start out the picks. Louisville, Syracuse. It is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on ESPN2. The line is 21. It stayed at 21 for the life of me. I don't know how or why it stayed at 21. I will take Syracuse minus the points. This is what I've been saying for a while. The easiest money in Vegas right now is betting against Louisville. And 21 seems like they lost by 21 at home to Wake Forest. Now they're going to Syracuse, where they have continually beat down Syracuse by 20, 25 points, and it's going to be payback time tomorrow night. Give me the alternate line of Syracuse winning by 35. I'll take that one as well. But I will take Syracuse minus the points. Magic?
Syracuse, nothing to add.
All right. Tony, what do you say?
I'll take Syracuse.
There we go. Jack, what side are you on?
Yeah, this may be the one that you need to do nothing more than just look at it. And the alternate line might be the way to go. I'm going to head over to the MGM after this and see what the alternate line is, because 93% of the general public money is on it. They are holding it steady, but I don't know what Vegas could be seeing that anybody else is not. So I will play Syracuse until somebody shows me a reason not to.
All right. Kentucky at Tennessee, 330 SEC Network. It's minus 5.5 now for the Cats. It's moved 2 points in their favor. Magic, you'll lead us off on this one. Does Kentucky bounce back from the Georgia defeat and go down to Tennessee and keep their at least pace to go to a New Year's Six Bowl? What do you think happens?
Benny Snell being injured, well, maybe not injured, but beat up, is a little bit concerning to me.
Worn down.
Yeah, but I gave you the stat yesterday in the buy or sell that in the past two games, you've seen Terry Wilson throw 45 of 60 passing for nearly 500 yards. He's not getting as many touchdowns right now, but he's not making mistakes outside of taking a couple sacks here and there. I just don't see anything on Tennessee that makes me think they are able to keep up in a game like this. I think that this is a game where Benny Snell starts to look a little more like what we saw earlier in the year. I'll take UK here.
UK for Magic. Tony, where are you at on this one?
I'll be taking UK.
UK as well. I went back and forth on this one because I've seen, you know, UK the last couple of weeks, and certainly against Georgia, I thought UK would cover. They did not end up covering. I think UK can win. Going to a place that you haven't won in 30 years is always going to be tough. But you're right, Benny Snell, they're not running the ball the way that they were earlier in the season. Tennessee is talented. I don't know if this is one where they get excited about. I'm not really sure about this Kentucky game. I do think they win, but the number's moving up to 5.5. So I will go with Tennessee in that they will cover, but I do think Kentucky wins the game, that there may be a little bit of a hangover from Georgia, and the running game hasn't been where it has been in the past. Jack, what side of this game are you on?
Yeah, there's some room here to win but not cover, certainly. Now, it opens 3.5. The public's been playing Kentucky, and it's now 5.5 and may reach 6 before kickoff. Neyland Stadium is certainly a difficult place to play. They can get rowdy, and the total is another reason why this game should be close. It's down about 41 in a lot of the houses. And if you think about that realistically, I mean, that's 24-20 is over. So 21-17, you know, not a lot of points in this game. So you've got a lot of room to keep this game close. Is Kentucky going to shut Tennessee out? I mean, that's what you're talking about. So any type of points where the game stays close to the total, Tennessee has a very good chance of covering the number. And we know that Kentucky's probably not going to run away and hide offensively. So they're not going to run away and hide offensively. Tennessee can certainly cover the number with any type of offensive success. So I'll take Tennessee plus the points.
All right, Tony, you will lead us off on this one. It is Indiana and Maryland. Noon on the Big Ten Network. Indiana's minus 1.5 at home. What do you think, Tony? Throw a dart.
I'll take Maryland in that one.
Maryland for you. I will take the Hoosiers. They still have a bowl game on the line. Maryland, we'll see if they can continue to. There's one thing about when you fire somebody and the team sort of comes together and rallies the troops. That may have been the case with Maryland. I don't know if that's going to continue. I'll take Indiana to win, and if they're going to win, I'm not going to take Maryland to cover the 1.5. So I think Indiana wins, so I'll take Indiana minus the 1.5. Magic?
I have no good read on this game whatsoever. I'll take Maryland here just because I haven't seen much of anything from Indiana the past few weeks to give me confidence there.
That's true. Jack, do you have a read on this one? Does anybody have a side on this game?
No, absolutely. I have a read. I'm not sure who's picking these games if you guys don't have reads on them. I
guess, well, we're doing the local teams. I mean, it's like who knows about what Indiana's going to be doing.
No, I absolutely do. Maryland is absolutely the right side of this game. They've had enough time to get over all of the turmoil and off the field stuff that's been going on up there. And this Maryland team has been pretty talented at times when they haven't had the chaos and distractions. We saw that preseason when things had settled down when they played Texas. A couple other times when they play teams that aren't great at throwing it down the field and real explosive offensively, Indiana probably falls in that category. This game opens 3. It's down to 1.5 or 2. It went immediately to 1, and now it's kind of working back, and that's actually sharp money. There's some guys that really like Maryland when they play teams that are not offensively dynamic and don't have the off-the-field stuff really right in their rearview mirror, and that's kind of what you're getting here, a little bit of time separating the chaos and a non-dynamic offensive team in Indiana. So Maryland's probably the right side of the game. I'll take them plus the 2.
I'm never afraid to be the only one that's on a team, unless it's Indiana. Then I'm like, all right, well, I don't even know what to say on that one. Ohio State, Michigan State, Saturday, noon, Fox. Ohio State minus 3.5 on the road in East Lansing. Ohio State got the scare, and they haven't exactly been playing like a national championship type team. They get punked by Purdue. They almost lose to Nebraska, and now they got to go to Michigan State. I think this is a week that they'll get it turned around. I have a feeling that Ohio State's going to go in there and win. The half point would worry me, so if I was playing it, I would buy the half point. But I'll take Ohio State minus 3.5. That they will get it done against Michigan State. Magic, what side are you on?
For this one, I'm going to take Michigan State to cover,
right,
just because I think it's probably about a field goal game, and that extra half point is just worrying me a bit.
All right, Tony, what do you say, Ohio State or Michigan State?
I'll take Ohio State.
Ohio State for you. Jack, what are the Sharps saying?
Yeah, this is one of those that I think it's a little bit like the Missouri game last week, and that a lot of people were on Florida when Missouri was the obvious side. I don't love Michigan State here, but and I've actually gone a couple of places and people like Michigan State. I'm trying to figure out who Ohio State's beat that's any good.
I know.
And Michigan State's been inconsistent for sure, but I think they're probably the right side of the game. I'm not going to release this game by any stretch, but I think they're probably the right side of the game. I take them plus the 4 here. They haven't been consistent, but if they throw out an effort where they don't turn the ball over, there's some room there to cover and not win, and it's not going to surprise me if they actually beat Ohio State here in what has some bigger games coming up on the horizon as well. So it could be a flat spot in what is going to be a really nasty weather game also. It'd be a nasty environment to play. So I'll take Michigan State plus the points.
All right, we'll see what happens. Michigan State beating Ohio State and then Ohio State beating Michigan. Good way to knock the Big Ten out of the college football playoff this year. Magic, you will start us off with Carolina and Pittsburgh tonight. Minus 3.5 are the Steelers, 820 Fox NFL Network, and right here on ESPN 680 105.7. Magic, you going with the Panthers or your beloved Steelers?
Oh, Lord.
I'm joking.
Yeah, I know. I'm not taking this just based off of, you know, being a Bengals fan or anything, but honestly, I think Carolina is got the home field advantage tonight, and if you're looking at
Pittsburgh?
Well, is that at Pittsburgh? Yep. Oh, yeah, okay.
It's close, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I read that completely wrong. Yeah, well, that's just me being stupid.
There goes that analogy.
Yeah, I completely read that wrong. That's on me. I still do think like Carolina.
Just take the Panthers. You hate the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm taking the Panthers.
You hate the Steelers.
I'm taking the Panthers.
Carolina.
I actually had like a reasoning explanation here, and I just, yeah.
No, I mean.
Panthers.
If you take the Steelers, you're going to hate yourself anyway, even if you won that one.
True.
So, I mean, now you'll find yourself rooting for the Steelers tonight to cover, you know, 3.5 if you picked them. Now you can go and do what you were going to do anyway, which is root for the Panthers to win. That's all you got to do. Tony, what do you say about this one, Carolina or Pittsburgh?
I'll be taking the Steelers.
You'll be taking the Steelers. I think, and Tony, I appreciate it. We've got your information, and we'll let you know with the games. You and I are different on Tennessee, Kentucky, Maryland, and Indiana. So those are the two games that we are different on. And again, remember, you got to beat me to win. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
All right. I will go with Pittsburgh tonight as well. It's a home game. They're minus 3.5, I think Carolina's playing well in certain times, but I also think they find themselves, even when they have leads, all of a sudden the other team gets back in it and makes it a close game or a closer game in the fourth quarter. This is on the road. Pittsburgh's at home. I say the Steelers win. Again, I would buy down the half point if I'm sitting at 3.5, but I'll even take it just for this conversation's sake at 3.5. Jack, where are you at?
Yeah, this is one of those that the game opens 5 and the general public starts in on Pittsburgh, yet the number moves down to 3.5 and actually 3 at a lot of houses. William Hill's got it 3. in a lot of spots. That's kind of finally working back up. The Sharps like Carolina here. I think the game is the number's about right. Unless there's some turnovers resulting in points, I think the game probably ends on a field goal, so you're going to have to earn it either way. I'm releasing the total in the game. So if you want to make money tonight on the game, I'll take Carolina plus the points, by the way, for our contest. But if you want to make money on the game tonight, go to FatJackSports.com. I'm the only guy in the world that actually tells you when I have a losing week, because we don't have very many of them. We win 4 out of every 5 weeks on average. As I said, we lost 3 games last week more than we won. That's the first time since actually the second week of the season. We're up about 30 games on the year. We won side and total on Monday night with Tennessee in the over. And we're 5-1 the last 2 days in basketball. So if you want to turn a profit, go to FatJackSports.com. Only $149 through Monday for football, $189 football and basketball. Save a ton of money with those longer packages. Gets down to about $70 a week when you sign up for the longer packages. Go to FatJackSports.com. You don't have to talk to anybody. The picks are text to your cell phone. They're emailed to you. And most importantly, they'll get you consistent winning selections sent to your phone to allow you to turn a profit and be successful playing the games against the spread.
Jack, I appreciate it, sir. Enjoy the games. We'll talk next week. Good luck.
All right, guys. Have a great week. I'll see you soon.
All right. There's Jack. It's Fat Jack Sports. FatJackSports.com is where you can go to and check that out. And again, I will say, and just to reiterate what he was talking about there, I wouldn't trust somebody if they told me last week, yeah, no, everybody else lost and we won. Well, that's because the public won last week. The public won huge last weekend. Vegas lost upwards of $10 million. Nevada as a whole, not Vegas, but Nevada casinos as a whole, lost upwards of $10 million. And if that's the case, and somebody's telling you that they won, that's why you got to take their advice, that means they were playing with all of the public last week. And I'm not taking advice from somebody that's going to be in line with the public every week. So I'll take the advice of somebody who's like, yep, Vegas got destroyed and we lost too, because Vegas wins and we win, and that's what happens. So FatJackSports.com is where you want to go to for that. Now, don't forget, coming up on the other side of the break, it's going to be Marcus Maben and Stephen Rummage. They are hanging out at the Gold House as they are getting ready for the pregame show on ESPN Louisville, right here on ESPN 680. It's on 93.9 The Ville as well. Now, postgame will be on 93.9 The Ville. That is the Coors Light postgame show. It'll be right there at the Gold House as well. So Stephen Rummage will be there. I like calling him Stephen Magic, okay? I'm going to keep calling him Stephen. He'll be out there. And you know what? You're leaving the game. You want to stop by the Gold House and say hi and hang out? Absolutely, do that and be a part of the post-game show. It's the Coors Light post-game show. It's coming your way tonight. Pre-game show coming your way next. Now, tonight on ESPN 680 at 8 o'clock, we've got the Panthers and Steelers. We were just talking about that game. The NFL on ESPN Louisville, presented by BJ Heating and Cooling, Bluegrass Barrels and Gifts, Merkley Kendrick Jewelers, and MrDelivery.com. Thank you, everybody. We will be back on a Friday. Sports of Leisure coming your way tomorrow, and we will certainly have a lot to talk about with Louisville getting their season started, Louisville football underway tomorrow night, some other basketball as well, and heading on into the weekend. That'll be coming up tomorrow on a Friday. Everybody, enjoy the night.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
Are you ready to get behind the wheel of a UPS tractor trailer? Seasonal tractor trailer drivers earn $32 an hour. Drivers must be at least 21 years of age, have a Class A CDL with T endorsement, 2 years of tractor trailer experience, and be able to drive a standard transmission. As a driver, you could participate in team driving, in-town runs, or help at a local UPS facility. Are you ready to get on the road? Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com.